Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went to Blacklock City. So I've been to Blacklock in Soho a few times for Sunday lunch. It's very nice. I think the food there is really good. It's better, I think, if you go with slightly smaller numbers. One of the things that we found when we had a very big group is they like to put for show, I guess, you know, as much on one board as possible for the presentation and the wow factor and the Instagram posts. One thing I do find is that once you get over about a sort of 8 or 10 people and it's all on one board, moving that board around so everyone gets a bit is quite challenging. But also, we also noticed that given that we were a pretty meat heavy bunch of people, we didn't have enough of the other veg apart from potatoes. It seems that the veg quotient doesn't increase in proportion with the number of people, whereas when I've been with just two of us, we've had more than enough veg to have the two of us, in fact, even haven't even eaten it all. When it came to going there with 10 people, with everything coming on one board, we were actually scratching around for some of the veg, which considering we had, you know, 3 or 4 people who ate no veg at all, was a little bit disappointing. Having said that, I have a friend of mine who organised this trip, who is a massive fan of Blacklock during the week. He loves meat on bones, so going to a chop house is really great. So he was very keen for us to go and take advantage of the soft launch and 50% off everything. So what do we go and have? So one thing it has to be said is that the all-in is incredible value. So when you go there, you get the 3 nibbles for nothing, included in the price for £20. So you get cheese and pickle, chicken and horseradish, and egg and anchovy, all of which were really good. I think the chicken and horseradish was probably the best, followed by the egg and anchovy, followed by the cheese and pickle. So the all-in is £20 each, based on 2 people sharing, but you can have as many as you like. The thing that blew me away is that on the soft launch, that was a tenner, which is just absurd value. We wound up pretty much just because we could share in between 3 of us the starters. So we had pig's head toast with gravy, coral roast scallops and black pudding, and black pudding, you get one, and lamb belly ribs. So, and then for the all-in, what you do is you get one of each of the skinny chops. So you get beef sirloin, which actually isn't on the bone, so not a chop, but, you know, that's me just being a bit picky. Lamb cutlet, lamb T-bone, pork loin, pork rib, and pork belly. So normally they're £4 per chop, so that's 60. So that's 6 fulls of 24 plus the pre-chop bites. Did make it absolutely fantastic value, even at £20. At £10, it was an absolute steal. We enjoyed the starters, and then we also got some chips. So we got beef chiffering chips and this roasted sweet potato, because you get a side included in your all-in as well. So for the two of us, we had 2 lots of chips and 1 lot of sweet potato. We also got 1 each of the sauces. The chili hollandaise was nice. It's actually quite spicy. The green sauce, which was like a mint chimichurri sort of sauce, was very good. The béarnaise was lovely. The star of the show really was the garlic marrow spread, which was very garlicky, very marrowy. It's just amazing. And the onions and gravy, which I thought was really impressive. The only challenge, I mean, it's a soft launch, so you don't expect everything to be perfect. The challenge we had was that we got the pre-chop bites, and then pretty soon after that, I mean, the service was really good. We got all of our chops, and they'd forgotten to bring us our starters. So very generously, they took them off our bill, but they told us that they would bring them after we'd had our main course. And actually, in the end, they arrived about halfway through us eating the chops. So you sort of had to stop eating the chops to take advantage of the starters before they got cold. So it did make it a little bit of a mishmash of flavours as you were sort of trying lots and lots of different things all at once. But for the starters, the scallop and black pudding, I think, was the standout. It was really, really very good. And bearing in mind, we split it between 3, so we chopped a scallop into 3. Fortunately, the other 2 didn't really like black pudding. I was very impressed with black pudding. I thought it was a really excellent flavour and obviously very good quality. The scallop was very nicely cooked as well. I think the pig's head then came next, the pig's head toast with gravy. I really liked that. It was, you know, like a brawn, basically, which I'm always a fan of. And then the lamb belly ribs came after that. I mean, that was nice, but there was a lot of lamb anyway on the menu, so I was a bit lambed out by that. And then I was really impressed. I think it's well worth a visit, you know, at full price. I would quite happily go back, which is fairly rare. I think there were probably 4 or 5 or 6 restaurants that I went to for the whole of last year that I would have been eager to go back to. Full price, I think, Blacklock, the £20 for the all-in is just a fantastic deal, and you really can't go wrong. They certainly know what they're doing when they're cooking meat on the bone. Everything came beautifully cooked, all medium rare when it was supposed to. The meat was flavourful and juicy. The sauces were really excellent. I think Blacklock during the week is actually even better than Blacklock Sunday lunch. Certainly, if you happen to be near either of those restaurants, I would urge you to go and give them a go, because I was super impressed. And then dessert, I think dessert is probably possibly where they fall down a little bit. I had the cheesecake, which is pretty much the option in both places. They did do another dessert, which was sticky toffee pudding, but it comes with bourbon on the inside of it. Unfortunately, the description makes it seem like they stick the bourbon on the top, and you could not have it if you like, because it says it comes with a splash of bourbon, but I didn't realise that that actually comes in the menu, so in the recipe itself. So I decided not to have it. I did try a little bit, and you can't really taste it, and I do kind of wish that I'd had it. But the cheesecake that is an option in the other place as well, it's an enormous portion. I probably should have asked just to have half. And the other thing I was a little bit disappointed about, it said it comes with mixed berries, and it came with rhubarb, which I'm not a fan of. I mean, it came with so much sugar in, you could barely tell that it was rhubarb, but all the same, I'm still a bit funny about it, and I'm just not a fan of that sort of rhubarby flavour. So that was a touch disappointing, but apart from that, certainly well worth a visit. The restaurant is really nice. It's another basement like the Blacklock in Soho. I think the atmosphere is great. I think the staff were fantastic. They were very apologetic, you know, that they'd made a mistake, you know, and that wasn't really an issue at all. You know, I've never really been a screamer or a shouter, and I do think, you know, you're getting food for half price so that they can test their menu and they can test their processes and all the rest of it. So losing your temper at a soft launch is just, you know, a bit stupid, really. I thought, you know, that was eminently forgivable, and I'm sure they'll have that fixed by the time they're back to full price. So Blacklock gets two thumbs up from me. Worth a visit if you happen to be in the area. If you've got to go to the soft launch, or if you have been, let me know what you think. You can reach me on email at tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's tibblenibbles@gmail.com. Or you can reach me on Twitter at tibblenibbles. Right, so we're almost up to date now. I think the next one, episode 11, is going to be Sunday lunch at Hawksmoor Knightsbridge.